Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, kicking off on a Monday, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in 877-317-6432. I'm a little distracted by the fact that my microphone is crooked again. For some of you who may have been, maybe you hide out underneath a rock. Surprisingly, Hillary Clinton launched her presidential campaign for 2016 this past weekend. She has long been assumed the front runner for the Democratic nomination ever since it was assumed in 2008. She lost it then to unknown Barack Obama. But as a reminder to you, here's a quick rundown of her history with firearms. On the idea of respecting the right of people to keep and bear arms, she had the following to say just last year. We've got to rein in what has become almost an article of faith that anyone can have a gun anywhere, anytime. And I don't believe that's in the best interest of the vast majority of people. Note the language that she uses here. Not that the majority of people agree with her point of view, but that she knows what's best for everyone and wants to make her vision a reality. That's slightly concerning. All of these yahoos are slightly concerning when they get out there and say, my vision of America is... You're not supposed to have a vision of America. You're not supposed to have a version of America. Idiots. Earlier this year, Hillary appeared to believe that American gun owners are potential terrorists. She said, we're going to have to do a better job protecting the vast majority of our citizens, including our children, from that very, 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 very small group that is unfortunately prone to violence. And now with automatic weapons can reach so much violence than they could ever have before. She must have meant semi-automatic instead of automatic, whenever her handlers let her get off the reservation like that. She just sounds stupid. I'm not discounting the idea that just like CNN's anchors that don't care enough to find out the difference between the two. They just want to ban all of them, no matter just because of the way they look. They're scary looking. She went further, bemoaning the fact that the proposed universal background check bill failed and demanding that we do something to protect our children from the scourge of automatic weapons. If that's what they are, if the automatic weapons are the issue with our children, they are perfectly safe at this particular point, because it certainly isn't automatic weapons that are causing anything bad to happen to them. She wrote, what's been happening with these school shootings should cause everybody to think hard. I was disappointed that Congress did not pass universal background checks after the horrors of the shooting at Sandy Hook. Now we've had more in the time since. Now, somebody wrote about her that she made a emotional plea, a glaring error when she made the emotional plea. She said she couldn't understand how an individual could walk into a school with an automatic weapon and murder innocent children, students, and teachers. You know, she apparently just doesn't know the difference. And, I'm not going to continue to correct her. She said also that she would work to reinstate the assault weapons ban. We had it during the 1990s. It really was an aid to our police officers, who are now, once again, because it has lapsed, the Republicans will now not reinstate it, are being outgunned on our streets by these military-style weapons. I suspect, Mrs. Clinton, with all respect that I can possibly muster for you, if the cops aren't being shot at with M855 projectiles, they're probably not being shot at by rifles of any kind, for the most part. I'm sure occasionally it does happen. That's not the thing they're concerned about. They're concerned about handguns. That's what they're concerned about. You guys continually going after the scary-looking guns, thinking that they're the low-hanging fruit, it betrays the fact that you don't know what you're talking about. Even Obama's own staff said the assault weapon ban had no effect whatsoever on reducing crime. Hillary doesn't care, though. Assault weapons are scary, and they need to be banned for the children. Everything's for the children. Takes a village. I don't know exactly which village, but it takes one. She also has said, I stand in support of these common sense legislation to license everyone who wishes to purchase a gun. I also believe that every new handgun sale or transfer should be registered in a national registry, such as Chuck is proposing. This was Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer, when she was in Congress, she voted against prohibiting frivolous lawsuits against gun manufacturers and also against prohibiting lawsuits against gun manufacturers for gun violence cases. And here's a cut and paste from her 2010 manifesto about her stance on gun issues, including her desire to require smart gun technology on all firearms. Entitled, Make America the Safest Big Country in the World. It already is, you dimwit. After climbing less relentlessly for three decades, crime rates started to fall in the 1990s. Nonetheless, the public remains deeply concerned about the prevalence of gun violence. That's because of the mainstream media, Hillary. Especially among juveniles, and Americans still avoid public spaces like downtown retail areas, parks, and even sports facilities. We need to keep policing smart and community-friendly, prohibiting unjust and counterproductive tactics such as racial profiling, focus on preventing as well as punishing crime, pay attention to what happens to inmates and their families after sentencing, use mandatory testing and treatment to break the cycle of drugs and crime, and enforce and strengthen laws against unsafe or illegal guns. Her goals for 2010, reduce violent crime rates another 25%. Well, that will give it time. It'll take care of itself. Cut the rate of repeat offenses in half. Okay, now we're getting into something altogether different. Develop and require smart gun technology to prevent use of firearms by unauthorized persons and implement sensible gun control measures. Ban racial profiling by police, but encourage criminal targeting through better information on actual suspects. That's semantics, Hillary. I hate to tell you this, but if a black person does something, or a white person does something, or a Chicano does something, and you're looking for one of them, if you're all points bulletin, Caucasian on the loose, that's not profiling. That's descriptive. Require in-prison and post-prison drug testing and treatment of all drug offenders. Now, this is something that she gives no indication as to who has to pay for that. And she wants to do this until Americans feel safe. See, sometimes feeling is better than actually being. She plans to keep pushing for more gun control just because she wants you guys to feel good, feel safe. Not based on actual statistics or facts, mind you. I feel pretty safe. I don't need for her to do anything else. I don't need for her to do anything else on my behalf. But for those of you thinking about voting for Hillary because you think she's the sharpest drawer or knife in the drawer or something, when I look at the two firsts that the Democrats have produced for us here lately, they produced the first black American president, or as they would say, African American president, which might actually hold true for Barack Obama. But how does black America feel about him? And the presumptive first woman president, first female president, war on women, anyone on women? She's out there wanting to disarm women. Well, she wants to disarm everybody, not just women. But she's going to run for president. Surprise! Hillary Clinton is in the race. Nobody else from the Democratic Party need apply. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I know some of you out there are moderate, and that's okay. Being moderate is okay. However, what I'm going to tell you means that you may have to do what we would refer to in the military as a flex mission. You may have to do a little clashing of gears if you want to be part of a peaceful correction in the country. Here's the very basic premise to this, okay? Liberalism is totalitarianism masquerading as tolerance. That's what it all boils down to. And it never is tolerant. I mean, you can you can do a lot of things, but they're not very tolerant at all. At all. Now, there's a young man named Benjamin Weingarten. Benjamin, he had such a promising Wall Street career. Made a choice I'm not sure that I would have made. He's 26 years old. And he decided to join the Blaze. He joined that organization. He's actually part of the Blaze. It's not like he subscribes to it. He's actually there doing the work. And Weingarten is engaging in the culture. And he's trying to get them to reclaim traditional American ideals. Operating in New York and New Jersey, which is the... Why would you even... I'm sorry, New York. Why would you even attempt with some of these people? Well, he's young. And one of the things happening right now is Obama had the millennials by about 58% in 2009. Now that's at 34% just this past December. It is dropping precipitously. One of the things that Weingarten finds very curious is that the secular left refuses to defend the free speech of someone like Ayaan Hirsi Ali, who left her Muslim faith after horrendous personal harm and at great risk. According to Mr. Weingarten, the leftists tolerate people who take their viewpoint, and no matter what your identity, if you disagree with their viewpoint, you are the enemy. Now, here's what I would say to you. Okay, all of you gun owners out there. Some of you are just chomping at the bit, and that's a mistake. Let me explain why that's a mistake. Combat is a very emotional thing. Getting out there and getting whipped into an irrationally emotional pitch prior to it, you're wasting your energy. That should be spent in very cold preparation. Very dread what you've got coming up. Because we have a class of people in the United States today, and they are primarily the coastal liberal elites. And when I say coastal, I don't mean the entire coast, of course. I mean California, New York, if you will, who believe that we, me and you, are the enemy because we don't have the same viewpoint as theirs. You know, like this lady, Ayaan Hirsi Ali, she left the Muslim faith. She quit. As Americans, we should be rushing to embrace her because we can learn from her. And, you know, she's running from something. If we're going to protect people, these are the kind of people to protect. Not on the left. On the Iran deal, okay, if there was ever a case where the devil is in the details, this would be it. Weingarten is saying if the French are taking a harder line against the Iranians than America, then something is seriously rotten in our national security establishment and the executive branch. Iran, for all of this framework deal you hear, one of the things they say is, yes, we're going to eradicate Israel, and we're going to have a nuclear bomb. Now, those two things, no matter how you feel about Israel, are bad. And what Obama keeps coming back and telling us is part of the framework versus what Iran is telling us is part of the framework, and the French are sitting there going, what are you doing? You know, so what's going on there? Then newly elected Senator Tom Cotton, he gets out there and he spearheads a thing, and they send a letter to Iran saying that all treaties must be ratified by Congress. This was traitorous, according to the left, because Obama is the king. According to Weingarten, we need to be looking very hard at Russia and China and Islamic extremists in Iran. He acknowledges, as I do, that there's Muslim Brotherhood allies in America who would now advise the Obama National Security Team. We have foxes in the hen house. And Weingarten thinks that we are willfully blind to this, and we are overdue for another catastrophic act from terrorists. Mr. Weingarten, despite our age difference, which is some 28 years coming up sometime this month, he and I have the same opinion. The same opinion regarding the House and Senate Republicans. I am underwhelmed by them. They are not pressing. They have the high ground right now, this particular moment. They have the country behind them. They should be rushing the gates of democracy and knocking them over and reestablishing the republic and making it what it was. And, you know, whether or not he's going to veto it or not, keep sending it over and over and over and over again. They're not doing that. Weingarten lays out criteria such as amnesty, common core, and liberty to judge the growing field of nominees posturing for a run for president in 2016. He sees two vulnerabilities for Hillary Clinton's presidential bid, and they are the calamitous and mistaken Russian reset, which never happened, and the entire Libyan debacle to include Benghazi. Clinton's toppling of the Libyan leader with its horrendous consequences should be something that she is held responsible for, she believes, or Weingarten believes. This is what I'll say about Benghazi and all these other things. Going after them was a mistake, because it created a vacuum that ISIS has filled. That was a big mistake to go after, to topple Gaddafi. We already had his weapons of mass destruction. We bombed Libya when I was in Europe. How long was it after we bombed Libya that we ever heard from Gaddafi again? Gaddafi went hiding. Gaddafi knew what not to do. I'm being asked if that's the only two things that she ever messed up. That's really about all she did. I mean, you know, she... Hillary Clinton's resume is incredibly, is probably 28 pages long, and it's full of blank paper. Because what has she done? What has she done when she was Hillary Rodham? Nothing. What did she do when she became the Attorney General of Arkansas's wife? What about the Governor of Arkansas's wife? What about the President's wife? After she became the President's wife, she became a Senator in New York. And the Secretary of State. Surely not trading on her husband's name. Surely not. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
What if you don't make it to your bug-out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Do Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. Coming out of NPR. Okay, and I'm not going to go through the entirety of this because it's boring. They had Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation and Josh Horowitz of the, is that the Violence Policy Center or the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence? Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. I always get the Joshes mixed up with Josh Sugarman, Josh Horowitz. I'm sorry. I'm profiling. Sorry. After a little bit of back and forth where both claim the high ground, which is what these kind of guys do, you know, this is what they do, we get to this point where the interviewer, Judy Woodruff, asks Alan Gottlieb, we started out listening to a few of the potential Republican candidates in their remarks today at the NRA, the NRA convention that was just held in Nashville, Tennessee this past weekend. Did you hear something that stood out particularly for you, or do these candidates all pretty much reach the same level of support for gun rights in your view? This being Alan Gottlieb, he says, yes, I think everybody who spoke at the NRA convention, who is a candidate for president, pretty much supports gun rights. They may have some differences on what kind of bills they support or don't support, but they're all pretty much A-rated candidates, so to speak. There's no doubt about it. And here's where things go very heavily sideways for me coming from Mr. Gottlieb. The problem we have, when Josh was saying trying to make progress, our problem, it's hard to make progress when people like President Obama polarize the issue so much, looking to ban certain bullets, ban magazines, ban certain firearms. It polarizes things, and it makes everybody go into two sides and two camps. And as a result, we don't get anything accomplished. Okay, Mr. Gottlieb, exactly what needs to be accomplished here? Now, if you are talking about rolling things back and getting rid of the NFA and, you know, getting New Jersey on an even par with the rest of the country, getting all of those states on an even par with the rest of the country, hey, man, I'm in your camp. If you're still talking about universal background checks and the need for the gun advocacy to continue to be involved in that process to write them, where the hell are you coming from? Have you not seen the tea leaves? Yes, Washington State went down in flames. That's because you were at the tip of the spear leading the charge with I-591. You just confused everybody out there. And while I'm not sitting around there going, hey, you know, that big fight you have with the National Association of Gun Rights is sort of distracting, isn't it? Even though they called you out and said you're calling for a gun registry, which is what the universal background checks lead to. I just don't get your mindset. Prior to the interview, prior to this part of the interview, he was out there listing all the other things where gun rights had been loosened, how the Colorado state legislature was voting to repeal certain things they just got passed with universal stuff and all this other stuff. And then he comes out and says this. The response, Judy Woodruff looks at Josh Horowitz and says, how do you respond? Josh Horowitz, look, I'm glad to hear this. I think that Alan is saying that there are some opportunities to go forward, and I agree with that. I think one of the things that was unfortunate with the NRA convention today was there was so many, all the Republican candidates were pledging fealty to the NRA and bashing Hillary Clinton. I think there's room in the middle. I think the American people want background checks. We've already got them, Josh. And guess what? They're not working. They're not stopping crime. They're not stopping crime. Josh? Sorry to tell you that. They're not stopping crime. He said, I think they want to make sure that violent people don't have access to firearms. I do think that we're going to come together on those things. Yeah! Judy Woodruff say, and we should say some of the Democratic candidates support gun rights as well, which there's Hillary, there's O'Malley, Biden to a certain degree, Warren, to a certain degree. Bernie Sanders, who's, you know, a communist. No, he says he's a socialist. But here's the thing. Okay. Now, Josh Horowitz is saying there's a middle ground. By not jumping up and down on top of Josh Horowitz's little narrow shoulders, figuratively or verbally, that's sort of damning for me with Alan Gottlieb. Okay? Before the NFA... Before the Gun Control Act of 1968 and the Hughes Amendment and some other things, yes, guess what? Gun rights were in the middle ground. Before the NFA, they were untouched for the most part. There had been some Jim Crow stuff and everything, but nothing like we see today. Certainly not this hodgepodge, this crazy quilt of laws that permeate the United States. States' rights, everyone, states' rights. States' rights don't trump the Second Amendment, I'm sorry. Sorry, New Jersey. I'm sorry, New York. Sorry, California, Maryland. They don't trump it. Washington State, they don't trump it. You confuse people in Washington State. Which Democrat supports gun rights, by the way? Name me one. Didn't they all get unelected? Weren't the Democrats, weren't Reid and Pelosi sitting there? Well, we need all liberals, don't we? Yes, we do. Yes, we do there, Nancy. Let's just sacrifice the blue dogs. Wasn't that essentially what happened? I think the American people want background. I want you to get off my back. What you have tried, background checks are a failure. They are a failure. Universal background checks are an aberration. You have then stepped in and you have set the groundwork for all things that you say are conspiracy theories that we talk about. Because you're going to have a registry to go with that. If you got a registry, we got registries in California, we got registries in New York State. And guess what? We have confiscations in both of those states. In New Jersey, we have talks of confiscations in those states. So, and right now, across the country, we have all these little confiscations going on right now. If you just get out there and do a little Tom Cruise on them, little Minority Report. So, please, America doesn't want background checks. Maybe America wants to believe that there's a way, a nice way, a reasonable way to stop crime. A determined criminal, there's one way to stop a determined criminal. That means you blow him out of his socks. When he's committing the crime, that will stop him. You either incarcerate him or you inter him. There's no two other ways to that. There is a predatory class of citizens on this planet that just wants to see everybody else die or burn or just be victims. We are a food source for them. And getting out there and saying, well, we're going to have background checks. This will keep guns out of the hands of the criminals and the mentally insane. Well, you know, the... a lot of these people that continue to die at the hands of gun violence, as you would call it, are living in bastions of liberal policy. Just full-on bastions of them. And you guys just keep getting elected by this. Your victims re-elect you every time. I don't get it. Rahm Emanuel got re-elected. Chicago. Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel's police superintendent said that if you guys got concealed carry, that the Chicago Police Department, if they saw a concealed carrier carrying a gun in Chicago, they would be shot on sight. That's what Rahm Emanuel's police superintendent said. And when Rahm Emanuel didn't get out there and say, hey, Jerry McCarthy, you drunk fool, you don't need to be talking like that. When he didn't say that publicly, that was him condoning it. That was him saying, well, I wish I'd said that. What a silver-tongued devil. Being asked is if Alan Gottlieb has ever accomplished anything positive for gun rights, yes, he has. He has done some good stuff. But you know what? You don't ever have to say, well, you know, I've done a lot of good things. One bad thing, we can excuse that after all the good things. No, it's very much of what have you done for me lately. Alan, I'm sorry. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps. without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back. Coming up next, as we flip into the next hour and the next segment, we'll be joined by David Codrea, National Gun Rights Examiner. We're going to talk about this letter that the Terry family sent. There's a couple of other things that are on my mind, if he's got the time to talk about it. Have you noticed, one of the things that we got out of 9/11 and we got out of the Bush regime was we got the TSA. Hoorah. And let's talk about the TSA. You know, it costs money to run an organization like that. TSA has gobbled up an average of $7.4 billion per year since it was spawned in 2002, like some devil's seed. And for our $7.4 billion a year over the last 13 years, nearly, somebody do the math, that's a bunch of money. How many terrorists have we taught at the TSA checkpoints? Let me sum it up for you. None. None. Unless we count Ted Kennedy. And I'm open to that. Instead, it has bought passengers $96 billion worth of delays and bullying and sexual assaults. That's right. I have not flown since the TSA has been in power. I look at some of those enhanced pat-downs, and, you know, back in the day when I was in the military with the single guys, they would look at that, and that'd be something they would have paid extra for on payday. That's how those go. The TSA is essentially useless. They are useless. Useless! So every day, day after day, it turns an average of 6 passengers into criminals. It calls the cops to arrest them, fines or imprisons them, and then, in general, ruins their lives. It then brags about bagging these unfortunates, mocks them publicly, and pretends to have saved us from another 9/11. What crime have the Daily 6 committed? They've forgotten that they're carrying a gun. They're packing heat. Somewhere in their carry-on bags, they each have a gun. Carry-on bags. Almost always, they've forgotten the guns are theirs. The TSA itself admits. Few, if any, these folks have any ill intent. If one of the 16 terrorists that slipped past the TSA on 23 occasions from 2004 to 2008 succeeds in boarding a flight, it would be sort of nice if there was actually a gun or two on board with them in the hands of a good guy. But it doesn't matter. The TSA is out there fist pumping their catches to anyone who will listen. They even open an account on Instagram to showcase their triumphs. And they're amidst the pictures of knives and rocket launchers and chihuahuas, you know, the combat chihuahuas, with a deadpan, often tongue-in-cheek writing style. It ridicules the victims whose privacy has been invaded. Remember that the TSA, when you put your baggage up there, they go through your baggage without a warrant. They go through your baggage without a warrant. This is the warrantless search that everyone that flies subjects themselves to voluntarily just to get from point A to point B. What would you think if you had a doctor, okay, that had hidden cameras, and you go to the doctor, and maybe you're a few pounds overweight, or maybe you're just morbidly obese, and they're taking hidden camera pictures of you and posting them on Instagram and making fun of you? How would you feel about that? That's what the TSA is doing. Now, for the TSA, for them, one of the embarrassing shortages that they've had to deal with is the lack of real terrorists. And when somebody really does show up intent on harming the TSA, they are oh my gosh, they get scattered out like the wind. I mean, I don't know. They're just they're unarmed. They don't really have a method to fight back. But who are they catching? They're catching nobody. They're catching some absent-minded people. And if your job is to prevent terrorists from boarding a plane, you catch somebody forgot that they have their Ruger LCP in their carry-on baggage, you haven't stopped anything. You haven't stopped anything. You found somebody who's made a mistake and you ruined their life. Whoa. How patriotic. Now, given this dearth of things, they're using the mistakes to exploit. They're exploiting our forgetful family and friends. Doing so pounds home something that has strangled aviation security for almost 50 years. Disarmed passengers are safe passengers. And that is nothing but politics, folks. That is nothing but politics. No more, no less. A disarmed passenger being a safe passenger, that is a political talking point. There isn't a single study anywhere, no research, not even a hint or implication that guns in particular or weapons in general are any more dangerous or less defensive at 30,000 feet than they are on terra firma. And, you know, there is a... You know, one of the things they'll tell you is that if you fire a round, one round goes through the fuselage and, just sucks everything out. Just decompresses the cabin and sucks everything out. That's a legend. If you prefer your myths busted in the real world, there was an armed pilot who accidentally discharged a weapon in mid-flight in 2008. It pierced the left side of the aircraft's cockpit and exited the aircraft. The Airbus A319 landed safely without any injuries to the 124 passengers on board. It is highly unlikely that a round discharge in an aircraft's cabin can cause any major failure. And there you have it. Straight from the horse's mouth, or maybe the other end. Meanwhile, if you want to take the government's explanation of 9/11 to be truth, imagine what might have happened if when they came out with the case cutters taking over the planes, if all of a sudden a bunch of rush-time Rambos pulled out handguns and were sticking them at them and saying, time for the 72 virgins now, Ahmed? Can you imagine that? Yeah, people might still have died, but probably not as many. There would have been no planes parking in skyscrapers in the Pentagon and all that other stuff. So why is there a jihad against armed passengers? Shouldn't a government obsessive about safety? I mean, this is I heard this monologue in the 70s on All in the Family with Archie Bunker about actually issuing guns to passengers as they come on to keep everybody safe. Now there's people that actually talk about this. Now, to add insult to injury, the TSA hypes passengers as one of its layers of U.S. aviation security, then it strips them of all weapons but their fingernails. When aviation as an industry took off in the early 20th century, government was transmogrifying, whatever. They were turning them from the necessary evil and intolerable one of the American Revolution into mankind's best friend. And bureaucrats and the cult of the expert reigned. In the 1960s, we started having skyjackings. That was a problem. Thrillingly dramatic. They were, you know, somebody's taking over the plane, it's flying over. Where is it? In 1969, out of the millions of flights that took place in 1969, 82 flights fell victim to skyjackers. It was not that big of a deal. The feds could have responded by saying that airlines know more than bureaucrats about protecting their customers and inventory. But humility in politics is a very scarce commodity. It's never going to be part of it every day. So the government never ignores a chance to disarm you. And, pretending the hijackers are going to comply with that, well, that's always fun. And in the meantime, you get to watch your four-year-old get an enhanced pat-down. Now, if that happened in a school, we would call that pedophilia. But not with the TSA. You get it with a smile. You get it with a badge. And passengers, today people that get on flights no longer protest this at all. The gate rape. They console themselves, and instead of this being an aberration, this humiliation is the price of travel. And this is why I don't fly. This is why I probably will never fly. I'm looking for the car that never breaks down. Somebody got it for sale, let me know. I'll simply drive coast to coast if that's what it comes down to. Coming up next, from the National Gun Rights Examiner, we're going to be joined by David Kodria. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
Improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.